A zoo in Wheeling is collaborating with West Liberty University to give students hands-on research opportunities in animal husbandry. Corey Nollinger reports.
We're here in a small corner in the Arnett Building for Natural Sciences at West Liberty University. The small campus of 2,109 students in rural West Virginia seems like an unlikely place to house a 6-foot lizard, an owl, and on some days, a sloth. But it makes more sense than you may think. In 2015, West Liberty University started the Zoo Science and Conservation major, a major focused on taking care of animals in captivity and in the wild. The major formed as a result of a partnership with the Oglesby Good Zoo, the only AZA-accredited zoo in West Virginia. The AZA is the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, an organization that specializes in the advancement of zoos. Oglesby Good Zoo Director and West Liberty University Biology Professor Dr. Joe Greathouse says that the partnership makes this zoo science major unique.
There are four undergrad zoo science majors in the United States. We're the only one that is associated with an AZA accredited institution. So students, while they're here and doing their internship experiences, they're going to learn from animal keepers, learn from the animal curator, learn from myself.
As part of the major, students take charge in almost all aspects of the process, from cleaning habitats to feeding animals and even rearing eggs as a trial for saving endangered species.
Most people have interacted with them before, if you've interacted with a gecko, and we use them as a surrogate for imperiled species to teach students how to set up a breeding plan, how to maximize heterogeneity, how to rear eggs, how to rear juveniles, and then we ultimately practice captive rearing, and so we have incubators. When we say it's as hands-on as we can make it.
The animals are here, and it's cool because you get to work with them in the building that you have classes, and they're close, and you form kind of a bond with them.
You don't think you'll develop relationships with a snake or a gecko or something, but you do. We have reptiles in every nook and cranny in this building.
Colleen Hosselton and Eli Henderson are zoo science students who say experiencing that bonding, or animal husbandry, has been a fundamental component of their education. Zoo science professor Kinsey Guthrie says animal husbandry, or taking care of the animals, and getting to know little details including certain stressors, is the cornerstone of the program.
Understanding how to maintain animals is very important. It's not just feeding and watering like a lot of people think.
The zoo science major aims to cultivate professionals like zookeepers and wildlife conservation researchers. Chair of the Department of Science and Math at West Liberty University, Dr. Karen Kettler, hopes these students will be able to go on to contribute to the needs here in West Virginia.
We want people to be able to be educated here and then to practice what they are, what they're going to school for and stay here. The need for effective conservation practice in this state is essential not only maintaining the biodiversity that we have, but improving the biodiversity that we have.
West Virginia kids that are boots on the ground people, this is perfect for them. This is absolutely perfect for them. And when we based the curriculum, we had people that grew up in West Virginia designing it. So we know what those students want because we were them. That's why it was so important to us to make sure that this was not just go to class, take a test, go to class, take a test.
Enthusiasm over the major is changing campus dynamics as animals are often present for events on the quad and in university marketing campaigns. West Liberty President Dr. Stephen Greiner says excitement has been there from the beginning.
And what I've discovered is that this program is just phenomenally exciting. It is because it prepares our students for a great number of fields, and we've just touched the surface right now on what we can do.
The major has been steadily growing in size since its first year in 2015, and Dr. Kettler says that she has a vision to eventually expand the program with a larger collection of animals. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nollinger in West Liberty.